They came back from far and wide, carrying red and black flags, placards, and puppets to say to the world that they were still here, fighting 99 revolutions in the communities, and that Occupy Wall Street was here to stay. The police soon began to target and arrest certain protesters, but for this young man from San Diego, the police is also part of the 99%.
They should be walking with us. The thing is, the 1% doesn't have a gun. They have these guns, so they need protection somehow. And you know, you're so gullible that you end up lost in their little system because you're trying to get from paycheck to paycheck.
And so the arrests continue with only the passive resistance of dozens of cell phone cameras and disapproving chants.
Who do you represent? Who?
It is the current philosophy of Occupy Wall Street that only non-violent protest will isolate the 1%. But the movement now sees itself as a collection of 99 revolutions, and so neighborhood organizers from Brooklyn were in attendance.
We need jobs, we need funding for schools. We're tired of budget cutting everything in our communities. Right now, we need health care.
Also, the bottom line is the rich need to pay their fair share of taxes. The burden of the taxes is coming off the middle class and working class in America. Occupy Wall Street has a whole lot of diverse people from different communities coming together for a common cause.
So dressed in green medieval outfits, 100 headed for Chase Bank, and when the police blocked access to the sidewalk, they lined up in front of the building occupied by Knight Capital, a brokerage firm specializing in stock price speculation, where Michael Kink, executive director of Strong Economy for All Coalition, led a mic check.
They're not about retirement funds for teachers or cops or steelworkers. They're about using computers to make more money for the 1%. Nobel Prize winners say this trading is hurting our economy, is making America weak. If we had a very small Robinhood tax on all these trades, we would raise billions of dollars. Our economy would be a little more stable.
The anti-war movement is also a component of Occupy Wall Street. Former U.S. diplomat Anne Wright commented on Obama's foreign wars.
Throughout the Arab and Muslim world, there is great dissatisfaction with U.S. foreign policies. The invasion and occupation of Iraq, Afghanistan, the use of drones in Somalia and Yemen and Pakistan. I think behind the scenes, the U.S. and European countries have already sent in a lot of weapons. In Libya and in Syria, those weapons can come back to haunt you.
And Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein spoke at the Ecology Bloc Assembly to sound the alarm on human survival on a fragile planet.
Over 60% of the United States is in a sustained and desperate drought right now. The cost of food is rising, and already 50 million people cannot afford food at its present cost. And they are talking about fracking our water supplies at a time we don't have enough water to start with. All of this is happening with less than 1 degree of warming.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.